So, Freunde, in der 116. Folge von SEO Driven erzählt mir der erfolgreiche US-Unternehmer und Podcaster Eric Hsu, wie er für $2 eine SEO-Agentur kaufte und zum Erfolg führte. Okay, so let's talk about Single Grain, your digital marketing agency. You're located in LA, right?
Yeah, we're
in
LA.
You bought this agency for $2. Mm-hmm. So how does it come?
Yeah, so you can Google it. It's Eric Hsu, Nathan Latka. There's an interview with him on how I bought the company for $2.
Yeah.
And so basically, this was 4 years ago, and we were an SEO agency before. And what we're doing no longer works because of the Panda update and the Penguin update than anything, right? Because the way they did things in the past is different. So I decided, okay, we should become a content marketing agency, right? That didn't work out well because we made a mishire. So the mishire is still obviously our fault. It's always, you know, the CEO's fault. And what happened was there was 5 other partners. So there's myself, and then there's, you know, 4 other guys, right? Mm-hmm. And then Neil was actually another one of the partners.
Okay.
So I was able to, they thought the company was worthless because the company was negative that year. Mm-hmm. And so I said, hey, I'll buy the company. I'll pay, Neil, I'll pay you $1 for your shares, and then Neil's other partner, $1 for your shares. So I got their shares, mm-hmm. and then I paid the rest of the other 2 partners out through the profits of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So I negotiated a deal where I said, if the company failed, I would own nothing, but if it succeeded, we'll just pay it through profits, and then I own 100%.
Yeah.
So the deal worked out that way, and it was a long slog. You know, I changed it from SEO to content marketing to paid advertising, mm-hmm. to now both paid advertising and SEO, so there's a lot of changes going on. And it was tough to go through, but you know, we made it through, and we've been bigger than we've ever been before, and I'm excited about the team and everyone we have working on it.
Mm-hmm. Do you also have an assistant,
mm-hmm.
a real assistant, or do you work with virtual assistants?
I have a real
staff.
I have a real assistant. I've worked with virtual assistants in the past. We're actually looking at more virtual assistants now.
Mm-hmm.
I think they both have their merits. They free up a lot of time, so you can focus instead of doing the $10 or $100 an hour tasks. You are doing the $10,000 an hour tasks instead.
Yeah.
And I think everyone should make a list of those things that they think they shouldn't be doing right now and offload them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, und morgen verrät mir Eric seine YouTube-Strategie, also schalt unbedingt wieder rein.